Moody Radio, it's Solomon and Don. Glad to be with you. And we've got a great conversation going on today about the difference between the moral viewpoint of the younger generation and the older generation when it comes to things like Christianity, the validity of the Bible, sexuality, the socialism and capitalism. I mean, these are so many different viewpoints from how many younger, now again, not every young person thinks differently, but by and large, generationally, there's a big difference between the older and younger generations. We encourage you to join us in the conversation at 1-800-555-7898. You can call or text that number. Joining us now is our good friend Alex McFarland from Truth for a New Generation. We've had him here a couple months ago, and it's been a while since we've talked. But Alex, my friend, welcome back.
Well, thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, buddy. Did you have a good one?
We did. And hey, I want to say with all my heart, one of the highlights of 2018 was getting to meet Don and Solomon and being on the show. And when we came to Murfreesboro in Tennessee last year, man, you guys just treated us so great. And I've thought about you all so many times, and I just want to say thanks. You guys are tremendous.
Well, we appreciate you. I'm glad that you hung up a picture of us in your bedroom and you talk to us every night. That's how much you love us, Alex. We know it's true.
Every day when I have my quiet time, I just do it in front of a poster of the Solomon and Don show.
Dude, we need to talk. We got to straighten you out.
I know a good psychiatrist, Alex.
Yeah.
I probably need him.
We are so grateful, Alex, that you're able to join us this morning. We really appreciate it because this is just right up the alley of what God has called you to and all those that are part of Truth for a New Generation. And that is looking at truth and helping us direct our thoughts to making decisions based on that, because we're seeing a whole generation, and that's a broad cloth, right? They're a broad paintbrush stroke, because there are age groups that are represented with what we would call the younger generation. But there are so many of us that are not making decisions based on truth anymore, but on this relativism that, you know, well, I feel this way or this makes sense to me, and we've kind of lost our way.
Yeah, that's for sure. And, you know, that's part of why we do the Truth for New Generation apologetics events. And, you know, it's interesting. Let me say this about 20-somethings and younger. They have a really good heart. I mean, they care about people. They skew really high on empathy.
Right.
Caring about others. And that has manifested itself, at least in a good way, in terms of the pro-life leanings.
That's right.
Of millennials and younger. I mean, in the last 2 years, the 20-somethings and younger that would identify as vocally pro-life, Christian or not, even they're like secularists for life. I met with a couple of them yesterday in South Carolina. But here's the thing. Two years ago, 20-somethings, 50% identify as pro-life. Today, it's 57%. So in 2 years,
rising fast.
Churched or not, yeah, it's rising fast. But when it comes to things like moral behavior, and is lying wrong? Is sex before marriage wrong? Is homosexuality a sin? Some of the things that we know the Word of God is very clear about on morals, and frankly, I would say the human conscience is very clear about, it does very quickly get to relativism, that I make it up for myself. Now, I've got a brand new study that was called The State of Theology, and right now at least 35% to 40% of millennials say religious belief is a matter of personal opinion, not objective truth. And so when it comes to things like how we behave, and even is Jesus the one and only way to heaven, 20-somethings and younger really need a much more biblically grounded viewpoint than they currently hold.
Alex, the kind of face of this generation that you're talking about, in my mind, is this new House member, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And what got us thinking about this subject today is just the other day on 60 Minutes, and this will kind of set you up because we won't have time for you to dive totally in, but we'll dive into this next. is this idea that she said on 60 Minutes, and I'm going to quote it for you so you hear it. I know you've heard it. She said, there's a lot of people more concerned about being precisely, factually, and semantically correct than about being morally right. And when she said that, you know, some alarms went off in our minds as believers, and we go, wait a minute. There's truly a semantically correct and a morally right connection here. You can't divide. So we want to kind of dive into that sort of thinking, since she is the face of many in that generation.
Oh, for sure. And it's very dangerous. I'm sure she's probably well-intentioned.
Sure.
But she is horribly misguided.
Mm. Sure.
We're coming back with more conversation with Alex McFarland as we're looking at where we are as a culture, the moral difference between our generations, the decision-making process. What are we allowing, or who are we allowing to help us make decisions?